You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Tales from the Other Side with Chris Clardy.
Chris Clardy.
Live from Tarot and Lenormand by Chris.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Tales from the Other Side
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good evening, everyone, and thanks for joining me on my very first episode of Tales from the Other Side. My name is Chris Clardy. I am an animal communicator, psychic medium, tarot reader, and I am happy to be here and joining you all, talking about pets and talking about mediumship. If you have a pet that you are trying to connect with and you would like to chat with me about it, I'd be happy to do a reading for you. If you have someone on the other side you're trying to connect with, I can also help you with that. I am based out of Ohio, and I have been a practicing medium now for a few years, and I just love working with pets and trying to help people resolve some of their grief, whether it be human or pets. I'm also a avid animal owner and lover. I have horses, I have dogs and cats, and I love to help people learn about what their pets are thinking and how to help them best. It looks like we have Heather in Chino, California. I'm ready to have a chat with you. What kind of questions? Hello, how are you this evening?
I am good. How are you?
Good. Do you have a pet that you were looking to get a reading for?
You do ones that have passed?
Yes, I sure do.
Okay, that's where my main concern on what I wanted to get a reading for.
Okay, if you can help me a little bit by telling me your pet's name.
The pet's name was Willis.
Willis, okay. And Willis
was a dog. It was a girl.
Okay. Willis was a girl. Okay. Thank you for that. So I'm feeling like Willis was a very, when Willis was a little bit younger, Willis was a very bouncy, energetic little girl.
Yes.
And had this wonderful, sweet energy and was like your best friend ever. And Willis really loved to, I'm feeling like a sense of liking to travel around with you. If you took Willis on car rides or, took Willis places.
I'll fill you in a little bit. Willis was very close to, at the time, my boyfriend. And she never left his side, ever, ever, ever. That may make sense. She was always going wherever he went. And then she passed away, and I'm the one who found her after she got hit by a car on a road. It was just me that pulled up, and it was a strange incident.
Oh, my goodness. So are you trying to get some resolution to what actually happened during the incident?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely, because she would never leave his side, and she left for a reason. I don't know why, and why was the reason that I was the one that found her. You know, this happened years ago, and it still bothers me.
So I'm feeling like there was a distraction going on and this distraction feels more of like she was kind of wandering about, and it feels like this front yard area that she normally isn't in, and that she somehow got out in that area. I'm sensing there was either a gate or there was something on the side of the house that she came through that she normally wouldn't have access to. Does that make any sense?
A gate.
Okay.
Yes, there was a gate.
So she, her curiosity got the best of her, and she, I'm seeing her with her nose to the ground, sniffing around because, and this feels like it was right on the other side of that gate. Like she passed through that gate and she knew that wasn't really where she was supposed to be, but she just wanted to check it out. And then I'm hearing some loud noise that startled her. And instead of bolting to the back, she bolted to the front and became a little disoriented. This feels like an accident, a complete accident. But the person that did this, I don't believe they were completely aware of what they did. I don't believe
that this was malicious. We knew who it was, and unfortunately, we found out she was on drugs at the time, and she wasn't sure what she hit at. So, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
You're right there.
So, I'm also feeling like the reason that you found her versus your boyfriend finding her, I don't feel at that time that it feels like there was some stuff going on with both of you, with life in general, and it was a very stressful time for you. And I'm feeling like you had a little bit more strength to deal with this accident at the time, that if he would have came upon the situation and found it himself, this could have actually kind of unraveled him a little bit more.
He definitely would have.
So she definitely is still coming around and visiting. I'm sensing like a distance here. Are you and your boyfriend not in a relationship any longer?
Not anymore. No. Okay. We're no longer in a relationship.
Okay. I do feel like she does come in and check in on you because even though you're talking about them being inseparable, she also was very attached to you and she knew that you had both of them in your best interests and that you really tried to, not to kind of change this into a little bit of a relationship reading, but it feels like there was some stuff going on with him that he really needed support and help at the time. He really needed somebody to listen and to feel close to. And you both did that for him. And she understands that. And she understands that that was a part of your life at that time. And you both had to go your separate ways in order for both of you to have good growth.
Yes. I have one question before we end up because another coincidence, when a few months had passed or a little while had passed and I had gotten him a new dog. We didn't know until we took her in for her shots and stuff that she was actually born on the same day a year later than Willis died. So we were wondering, is that part of her coming through? Because to be born, this new dog born on the same day that Willis had passed away, Lourdes.
So I don't feel like it's the same energy, but I do feel like it was a gift from her.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
I feel like her energy has not come back to either one of you yet. And there will be a point, and I feel like her energy is going to come back in a form to you. She definitely created kind of that divine timing to make that happen. But I feel like this energy that's going to be coming in to you is going to be, it's not going to happen for a while yet. I feel like it's probably going to be more than a year, but you're going to get that feeling of, I need to stop at the shelter, or this little dog is just going to pop up and you're going to feel reminded of her. It's not going to be her, but you're going to, and it's going to have quite a different personality, but it's going to remind you a lot of, of her and in the ways that she interacted with people and this just warm feeling that you're going to have about the whole situation.
Well, I look forward to that one day. I'm patient. I'll wait. Thank you so much. You were very, very comforting because, and like I said, this happened years ago and I cannot shake it. I could not figure out.
Wow.
Why is it that we can't answer that question? Why she left his side? She never would. And why is it that I drove up? Because I wasn't even home when she left. And I just happened to drive up and find her in the road. And it was just a horrid, horrid thing. But you know what? She's a good dog. She had a good life. So
yeah.
Thank you
yeah.
so much.
Oh, you're so very welcome.
You take care. And I appreciate you guys. You guys are wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. It's amazing how having these critters come into our lives can leave a mark on us for many, many, many years. We have these things come up that we once had these memories of a child of an animal passing when we were growing up. And I many times do readings for people asking questions like this of a loss that happened many, many years ago. And it's always comforting to know that they stay with us. They follow us through our lives. They sometimes come back in other forms and they do things to help guide us and comfort us from the time that we remember them in the physical to the time that we meet them again when we have crossed over. So just kind of remember that and make a little homage to them, a little altar in their memory that can keep them in your memory and to keep their spirit alive because they're definitely with us all the time. And, you know, when you're out and about and you see these folks that are having grief issues because of their pets, just be kind and let them understand that you know how they feel and that they are loved and their pets are with them and that they still love them. So I hope that is helpful to you. And feel free to reach out to me at mediumchrisclardy@gmail.com is my email address. Follow me on Facebook at mediumchrisclardy or come and visit my website, Tarot and Lenormand by Chris. And I'd be happy to set up a reading for you or have a chat with you about your pets and help guide you to get some answers and resolutions with those four-legged critters that you love.